Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks.
us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
WAMRDB, the woman station.
Live from Atlanta and our sister station in St. Paul, Minnesota, Miss DeMonica Fly. DeMonica.
That's right. It's St. Paul, Minnesota in the house. Welcome to WAMRDB.
Good. I ain't trying to. At first, I was starting off, I just saw something, man. This mom, she says, she said this can happen to a strong hamburger like Bryce. It can happen to anyone. They said before he passed away, we're talking about the coronavirus here, y'all. Folks are leaving here. And I don't know why black people think we immune, but we not. Ricky Smiley got on and told you all a little bit straight about some stuff. Folks is coming out telling you what's real out here. It's real. She was saying that the doctor put the phone up to his ear, and myself and one of his brothers, and we were able to let him know how much we loved him and how much we were missing. And then he passed away on today. Brenda Dye Wilson stood with her remaining children outside their home in Metro Atlanta. She took a deep breath before letting it out slowly. He said, if this can happen to a big, strong hamburger like Bryce, it can happen to anyone, she said. She describes her younger son as goofy, low-key nerd, 6'2", a peacemaker, but he was solid. He was known, he worked at security for Quick Trip and had several high-profile club jobs in Atlanta. He was a bouncer. He loved football, you all. And they talked about the fact that he hadn't had an asthma attack since he was 11, but at 31 years of age, he and his mother took a trip to Dallas at the beginning of March for a wedding, and then several weeks later, he became sick. She sent him a link about the cold, the flu, and the coronavirus, and she knew something wasn't right because he texted and told her he was leaving. He had left work, something he had never done before, and you could see him. He's a massive man with these massive arms. He said one of his brothers took care of him and they got worse and he needed the ambulance. About 8 hours later, they put him in a medically induced coma. And then she flew to Atlanta, but because she tested positive for COVID-19, she couldn't visit him in the hospital. She wasn't able to see him until he had passed away, she said. They said, now this is the thing now. This is a strong man, young man. He said that The virus caused him to have two heart attacks. Right? He didn't survive the second one. Before he passed, the doctor put the phone to his ear. And hey, she said she hoped her son's story would encourage others to be careful, do better.
Yeah.
That's just how he would say. Y'all got to do better. So she wanted to share this to the Atlanta Live News that I got off of, it's a little site that I go to. Y'all might want to download this. This is real cool. This is called In For You. It's an app I download, and they keep you abreast of what's going on. They are rolling out news, but it's so unfortunate. You know, it's just, it's unfortunate people are falling out like this, and you know, it makes you just afraid for your life. You know, I went to the bank today, and the girl that opened the door at the bank, she didn't have a mask on or gloves. She didn't have nothing on. Little young millennial girl. Now the older lady, she's standing there in mask and gloves. But she wanna look cute opening the door. She don't know who coming through the door. One man walked up, he had his shirt inside and out, kinda, he had the tag hanging out, little white brother. And he walked in there, no mask, flip flops on, just, you know. But if you go to the bank here, they got the, okay, so you walk in, you don't know which lane is what no more. What they got is they got another rope in front of the tailor, and then you have to throw your money across to them. It ain't like they got like a basket or something you can place it in. You know, you're still reaching and touching them. They don't even get it. They had gloves on too, but you still reaching and touching. You know,
right.
They touching money. You know, so it's a trick to this thing. But I won't be going back out no time soon. I ain't have no choice but to run to the bank and put change accounts, put some money in one account to make sure some other stuff. I just want to tell you guys, these stories are real. People are dropping dead. 300,000 people have left here already. 300,000. So that's 300,000.
Is that worldwide, or is that through the state of the United States? Is that through the United States only, or is that...
I'm not really sure. I just saw it. I didn't really get it, but I was just saying all together, I believe, but I don't know. Hey. 300,000.
It's a lot. Yeah. You know,
this one young man, he's 39. He recorded a goodbye video to his wife and child. What are we talking about?
39. You know, life is so short, we have to just, you know, sometimes we take things for granted. I went to the bank myself, speaking about the bank the other day, and when I walked in there, I had my mask and my gloves on. And what they did was they opened the door, they got a table that's at the front door, so the very front door. He did come out to the table with a mask and gloves on, took my information, went back to the computer, and then came back and then, you know, gave me my money. But now when I went to the store the other day, it was like, you know, here in Minnesota, the weather's warm today. Everybody and their mama's out today. It's 68 degrees here, so they done went crazy. You know, you see some people with the mask on, but now I'm seeing with flip-flops, no mask, no gloves, nothing on. And it's crazy. I went to Walgreens the other day. The lady at the desk didn't even have gloves and mask or anything on. So they're not taking it serious, including, I hate to say, some of my family members, the millennials, are not taking this thing serious. Right now in the state of Minnesota, we have 1,069 confirmed cases, 34 deaths, 549 recovered, 79 is in ICU. 74% are Caucasian, 6% Black here, 2% Asian, and 1% of Native American. That's a statistic here in Minnesota. So we haven't even got to the peak yet. You know, think about
that's
it like
what
I was saying the other day. If you think about it, the East Coast and the West Coast is hit the hardest right now. They asked the question, and I've been watching CNN, is this airborne? Now, when they asked that direct question, I noticed on here, on television, we're not going to get, you know, the television, and they won't answer that question. They're still stating, well, you know, it's not really, you know, they're not saying it is airborne, they're not saying it's not airborne.
But what do you think it is? I believe it's airborne. If it's on the East Coast and the West Coast, what do you think is going to happen? It's all going to come together. So we really haven't seen the peak yet as New York.
Yeah, I believe that might be true.
Now, I just jumped across the sea to the UK. I'm going to tell you what I think, but here it is. It says separate figures. It says 647 deaths, including involving COVID-19 registered in England and Wales up to March 27th. They said that.
Let me see.
They're stretching it. They're stretching it out. They're saying that 33% were people aged 75 to 84, and then a total 120 deaths from 65 to 74. 11% was 45 to 64, and 1% was 15 to 14 years of age. Now, I don't know exactly what that means because, you know, there's not a lot of black people in Wales, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Black people there. But they're saying more men are dying than women, and I know why. Men are just going to do what they want to do, girl. And nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
I'm serious. They just like,
nope.
I don't care. You know,
they don't
so.
Care.
Well, they and don't, because,
no
you know, they.
To the men, but, you know, yeah. They going to do it, you know. That's by nature. Oh, my God.
I know. I talked to some people here in Atlanta, and they really think that because you black, you're not going to get it.
No.
I never seen some folks so out of their minds in my life. And Ricky Smiley said that he was gonna go to Walmart, and he looked up and he seen all these people that look like him, walking in flip flops in and out of Walmart with no mask on, no nothing, like it's all right, like it's okay. And you know, I can't say nothing, but it's been told to me from people who work at these major, large food chains and stuff. There are a lot of things that they can't, they're coming unanswered. Like, for instance, somebody told me that when they pulled their bananas out of the back, that they were frying. That they were already frying. So it's radiation. So let's just get into the conversation. Conversation has been had to scientists across the world, DeMonica, is that it's a radiation virus. And that basically, have you heard that?
I believe that, yeah.
I mean, have you heard about that? I mean, because I thought you... I've been seeing stuff,
but
I actually got some confirmed things.
On the 5G network, yes. Well, here in Minnesota, I've been hearing helicopters this morning. Early morning, a lot of helicopters. I'm sure did you get that text, massive text they were sending out to make sure you don't have your cell phones on last night between 11:30 Eastern time up until 4 o'clock this morning because there was more radiation in the air. And if
right.
you notice, today is the highest date of the death rate today in New York on the East Coast because of the peak. Now let's think
about
that.
They said the best is yet to come, girl. They said the worst is yet to come. I'm sorry, the worst is yet to come. I know
like
here in Georgia they reported 35 more coronavirus deaths that reached up to 8,818 people.
Oh my goodness.
35 more Georgians have died since Monday. I almost left here when Maggie said she had went out to go get something. Girl, it took me everything in my body. Do you hear me?
Yes.
It took me everything in my body. Wait a minute. They were gonna see nothing but red going down 85.
Right.
I said, you know what? I got a bag packed specifically for your butt. I said, I said, you snuck off. I said, but you ain't fooling nobody. I said, you don't need to be near nobody. I said, you know what? You ain't heard me, but that's okay. Ain't nothing I can do about you. I said, it's okay, though. I can't say nothing, because you know what? I think a lot of people are not heeding. I hated to go to the bank.
No, they're not.
But thank God there was nobody in the bank. They got a line, they got a rope that you're supposed to stand outside the door, and then they let you in. And I ran into Quick Trip. Nobody was in there. But when you get in the house, you're supposed to take off all your clothes, wash your hands, your face, get in the tub.
Yep.
But all this stuff don't mean anything because the radiation, they've already proved it. The scientists around the world are now saying they went behind our back and ran it anyway, and we told them not to. I posted
that
on
Bill
our
Gates.
YouTube
That's the reason
page.
Why Bill Gates left. Bill Gates was so upset because he said it was still under testing. That was one of the reasons why he got away, and you know he created Microsoft. He walked away from this because he said, do not launch it yet. It's not ready. You guys haven't even tested this yet. You don't know what the outcome of this is going to take place. This is where my husband's from, New Orleans, Louisiana, had 16,284 cases, 582 deaths. No statistics on how many recovered. And think about the lady we had on the show, Miss Joe Trina Jones, when she stated that they begged Louisiana not to have the Mardi Gras, and what happened. And I just want to get our listeners what I need to say this right now. It says, Louisiana data, virus hit for our listeners, black people with hypertension. A temporary hospital has been set up in Ernest in Morrell Convention Center as an overflow for local hospitals that are reaching capacity in response to COVID-19 pandemic in New Orleans this past Saturday. Louisiana is releasing more information about corona deaths, showing the virus victims are disproportionately black, and two-thirds of those who have died suffered from high blood pressure. The new data that's released by Louisiana Health Department will be updated. And it says most of the at risk of dying of the COVID-19 disease that's caused by the virus in this state deemed one of the nation's most unhealthy states. Although African Americans only account for one-third of Louisiana population, they represent more than 70%. 70% of the state deaths from COVID-19 by Governor John Bel Edwards. Called that is racial disparity is very disturbing. We are looking into this future and trying to figure out everything we can do about that. We have a lot more
questions.
Well,
the thing about it is, the thing about what you just said, your phone is breaking up. You need to come closer to the mic. But
yeah, I'm in here. That's my headphone. Okay.
What you just said, and I just want to ask you this. Did you just read that the death, although it's only one-third of the state is black or African-American, out of that one-third, 70% of them are gone. Is that what you said?
Yeah. 70%.
What?
Are either hospitalized right now in ICU or are deceased. I don't see no recovery statistics.
Well, anytime you have an impoverished area, I'm not trying to be funny, but I live in DeKalb County, and the people who run DeKalb County are African-American. And those people, they kill to get these government jobs because those are lifers. Those are lifetime jobs. They know they can be there for the duration of their life, even though it might not pay a lot. But those are lifers. And most of these people who may even think they might have went to school, their education level, if they're from Georgia, if they're from Georgia and they have never left Georgia, they have no world experience. Mm-hmm. So they don't know how to deal with people from other parts of the world. So that's where the mm-hmm. conflict of interest comes in, where they will not listen to anything you say. You know, that's how it is down here. They won't listen to what you have to say, because if you're not from here, I don't know what that is. I think that's some Willie Lynch stuff that's going on at the same time too, Demonica. They will. You know, we have a tendency. Black people have a tendency of making things harder than what they need to be. Now, I look at this whole thing for me. Look, we were slaves for 400 years. If they give us this stimulus money, we'll have a couple dollars. We can sit at home, grill, do some drinking, watch some TV, put our feet up, and chill out.
And make babies.
No, but these fools
not
go out here
now. Let's get some baby makers.
Well, I hear you. But again, you know, that's not a good thing neither, because you think about the implications of the, you know, these new babies that are being born in this environment that's already hard to survive in. And it's troubling to talk about high blood pressure with people that, like myself, that do have high blood pressure. You know, I've had to change everything that I'm doing to ensure that I'm not going to, you know, that in terms of the vegetables, you know, some of the things that they've asked, you know, we talked about this. It's radiation. This whole thing, I think we talked about radiation poisoning. And radiation poisoning and the symptoms are so close to the COVID-19, it doesn't make any difference to anybody.
Yeah.
Right? So...
Yeah.
Like they got this. So I was looking at what radiation exposure looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
what symptoms they are. And they talk about that in terms of the same things that's happening.
Girl, no, say it. I'm looking at it now, and it says, which can permanently affect the cells within the body.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
So this is
high
this,
dose
this
of
is
radiation.
True with this.
These are some of the things here. Dizziness. The fever. Fatigue. Diarrhea. Dizziness. Also one of the newest things that people have been saying, especially women, been having a lot of abdominal pain in the lower, you know, in the uterus and the stomach area.
That's right.
Here we go with the anti-virus face mask, still in stock on this.
But this is the thing.
The
diarrhea, all of that is a part of radiation. They're talking about that, you know, potassium iodine is a form of iodine to treat significant radiations, and so, you know, there's a way to, they're telling you, okay, this is decontamination involves removing external radioactive particles, removing clothing, shoes, eliminates about 90% of external contamination, gently washing with water and soap removes additional radiation particles from the skin. This is what they're telling you to do. They're telling you it lowers the risk of internal contamination from inhalation, indigestion, or open wound. That's why they're telling you to cover your mouth. It's radiation. And the thing about it is, it's a string. They said it's a strand. And it's unfortunate. Uh-huh. America gets things so late, or they get it and they sit on it, like these senators that sit on this information.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I drove through Atlanta today. I didn't want to, but when I got up out of Stone Mountain and came down 85, I've never seen 85 bare wall to bare wall before. So people are not coming through, but you can see those 5G towers, and it seemed like my head started to hurt even more. I started to feel heat up on the inside, and I'm like, I got to get out of here. You know what I mean? And you keep looking at those towers, your eyes start hurting. Those 5Gs, they got them 25 feet apart. If you look at them, they put them on everything. They got them on top of, especially in the downtown areas. This is why they're actually testing and turning on this 5G, and now they're making decisions that is leaked to the public, because the scientists are saying, okay, at first it was okay because it's progress, but they knew the exposure and the contamination levels that it has. Now listen to this. One of the gentlemen that was putting up the towers is starting to set them things on fire, girl, as a demonstration of telling them, you know what? Yes, you can go to our YouTube page, our WMRDB YouTube page. We're snatching these stories and putting them on YouTube. I'm not a big Facebook person because it's being controlled by IUs and all that. And so a lot of your messages that you're trying to get through to other people, you might want to use alternative ways of getting information to people. You know, one of the things that I noticed, DeMonica, is that you guys have the military there, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So, at the Armory, which is on Broadway, it's over northeast, but it's literally right over from, the black area is mostly over north. And they're not too far, but there's like hundreds of trucks. They even had last night, my daughter-in-law called me and said, Mom, do you know that the helicopter is over here off of 10, right over Aldi? Now, this is over in the hood, okay? She said she was so scared, but she just ran to her car, The helicopters, the military out, they have their tanks and everything. So they are speaking of doing the, what's the terminology? We have our order, but it's at 12 o'clock. But they're speaking of doing, what's the terminology? Let me get the correct word. Give me 1 second. You know where they mandated, what is it right now? It's called the standardization. But what's the other word? When they started forcing
niggas, don't you bring your ass out? That's what it says. After dark, that's what it means.
Right. Well, yeah, they already giving tickets now. They giving tickets. They're telling you if you're out after hours, you're getting tickets. You'll get a warning first. But they are going to do that mandated government shutdown. They didn't say it yet, but I believe they're talking about it. Why else is the military here? You know, think about it. Nobody's really listening. I said, because it's serious.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is I got a brother and sister up there, and I don't know what to say.
One thing I could say about Minnesota, they really are, they're on top of their health care here. We have Mayo Clinic and all that. Our staff is rising. But so far, by the grace of God, it's still not as bad as it could be. I just wanted to make a statement real quick about Detroit. The bus driver who was in Detroit, I'm sure you heard about that. The wife of fleeing with the public. He was a bus driver, a Detroit bus driver, and he was driving the bus. And a passenger came on, and they were coughing. Because our service workers, you still got to have the transportation going, et cetera, et cetera. And he told this particular lady on the bus, to please cover your mouth. And I guess they were feeling violated, but he was uncomfortable. The Detroit bus driver died. He she's got a family now. I just have the information, so bear with me one second. Wife of bus driver who died from coronavirus. Who he posted a video about Coffin Rider. He dies from the virus. He's asking her on the bus, can you please cover your mouth? First time she coughed, she didn't cover her mouth. But the second and third time she coughed within her hand, she didn't cough within the sleeve. Now you have a wife with children that doesn't have a father no more. And he's black, listen.
Oh, wow.
Jason Hartwell.
Was he a young man or an older gentleman?
He wasn't that old. Let me see how old Jason is. He got on the bus. Here it goes. March 21st, Hartwell said he was angry after a woman got on the bus and coughed several times without covering her mouth. We out here as the public, you know. And let me get back here. One second. He said, we are out here doing our job. They're trying to make a living. So Hartwell urged people to take the coronavirus seriously and stay at home. He says, if you don't need to get out, then don't come out. Folks are dying out here. He's mad about it right now. He feels violated. Dugan urged people to watch Hartwell's video instead of the bus driver. You know.
And he's deceased now.
Yep, should touch everybody in the city of Detroit.
No, I said
some of the language on the video's graphic. Yes, he's deceased. So right now in Detroit, there were more than 2,860 cases and 97 deaths in the city. Hargrove, I'm just trying to see how many children he has in his family and what is his age. One second.
All right.
So he was a hard worker, worked for the Department of Transportation. Left behind his wife.
Well, a lot of people have. Yeah. So let me kind of move on. We got a caller on the line. From 404. So thank you. Welcome to the show.
Oh,
another
good
thing
evening.
That's happening. Oh, okay. Hey.
Hi.
All right. So one of the things that's also happening is Amazon to suspend delivery service that competes with UPS and FedEx. They're going to focus on handling the surge of its own customer orders and anything that's in line with FedEx and the U.S. United Parcel Service. UPS, they said they're going to just stay out of their way. Amazon has been hit so hard that they're hiring 100,000 warehouse workers. But remember, don't all them people walk out at Amazon? Because when people were sick, somebody was sick. So I call it recycling. You know, they're just recycling. They know that the people that have to work these jobs, $9, $10, $12 jobs, they got to work them because of all the cutbacks that have taken place in the last 3 years. There are a lot of social services that used to help take care of Americans when they were disabled, things like that. They've cut them back. They've cut out a lot of things, not just social services, but the taxes in which we're supposed to be able to get. I just found out today. So you can't write off a lot of things anymore. You can't write off your rent. You can't write off your insurance, your gas, none of that. And
what?
So a lot of things are set up. Yeah. That's what my mama said. She got to laugh. I'm like, girl, that was 50 years ago. I said, well, I wasn't no 50 years ago. She just laughing. I said, I you start thinking everything's funny around here, but it ain't, honey. But we don't have that anymore. People are so impressed with certain things that the people that are working are people that have never worked before. And that's why they don't cover their mouths, cover their hands. These people making your food. I looked at some places, they said they're still open. Who you think they can get in that actually need those couple of dollars to come in there and make your sandwich for you?
It's some people that they know can't pass the background check. Just
mm-hmm.
trying to tell you. So I want to welcome Chris Morey to the call.
Welcome.
Chris has a business here in Atlanta.
Yes, good evening, Karima. I just want to say that this pandemic has touched me personally today. Mm-hmm. I have a dispatch service where I connect with truckers and freight for them to move. Well, I had a trucker tell me today that his brother died. The brother that manages him died. And he couldn't fulfill his obligation for the loads today. Yeah. So it has touched me personally today. And
what's the name of your company, Chris?
You were talking earlier about children coming into this environment. My sister's daughter just had a baby on Monday.
Oh.
So Amara, I think is what her name is what they named her. But she's just come into the world. And
wow.
Prayers aplenty for her. She's healthy and everything. You know, this is the
Amen.
World she's turned
Amen.
Up in.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah.
Hey, what's the name of your company, Chris?
It is Seymour Logistics Dispatch Service. Or
cmdispatch.com.net.
cmdispatch.net.
CM. You talking about Margaret
Charlie
Daniel?
Mary dispatch.net.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry to hear about your driver's brother, but I know it's going to touch everybody's family, and I'm praying that, you know, we all come out of this thing and be able to stand up from it. But a lot of people are going to be mentally taken out of this place for it. It was a young man, 11 years old, committed suicide.
Mm.
11 years old, committed suicide because he couldn't take being in the house.
Wow.
A baby.
So, we're gonna go ahead and for a break. You're listening to WMRDV, Atlanta Mix Radio. You're listening with Miss Demonica Fly out of St. Paul, Minnesota. And we had a guest caller that called in, Miss Chris Morey, with CMD Dispatch out of Atlanta, Georgia. Guys, we will be right back.
Yeah. So stick and stay.
U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess. I confess I'm distressed, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
Chill with me, come on, baby, chill with me.
Chill with me.
Waiting for you to come
are back. Check this out. We are sitting here doing a little bit of a tribute to Next Level, Mr. Mario Coleman, celebrating his, I don't know, I ain't going to put his age out there, but we celebrating a tribute to Mario Coleman, the Next Level. Y'all holler at him. Call us in at 404-292-1434. So my young, very tall, there you go, intern. Mr. Devon is in the house.
Hi. I want to be your safe place to fall.
Thanks for having you.
Somewhere
where I know this is Vaughn and Marshall.
To be vulnerable.
Be here tonight.
I know it's kind of strange because everyone leans on you.
Wait.
But
is
I want to be the one that you lean on. Listen to your problems, your insecurities, your shortcomings.
Right.
Not judge you or be disappointed because you don't have it all together like so many think you do. They don't know that when they come to you for a word of comfort or advice, that sometimes you need comfort and advice even more. Once again, you put your needs aside in order to mend the scars of others. But tonight, you won't have to do that.
On some stuff, don't that was one of the little drops he did out in Oklahoma. He got so much stuff out there, y'all. It don't make no sense.
I want to dedicate
this little piece right here. He wrote for this sister named Chocolate out in Texas.
Her name is Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh wow. He said it in the song too.
Yeah, that boy's serious. I ain't playing. Yeah, he be getting it, boy. It's called Scorpio. She was a Scorpio. He got a thing for these Scorpios. That's all I'm gonna say.
The dawns and sunsets.
Oh Lord.
The shimmering stars and moonlights. The earth's creations and brilliant colors. Gazed upon her in awe. They aspire to be what Scorpio radio was my poetry. Every word I have ever written and have yet to write. Scorpio placed her fingers softly on my lips.
So sexy, baby.
And made silence a companion.
Sexy.
Took me into her lair.
Just so sexy.
Laid me on satin sheets. Stood above my face,
so
allowing
sexy.
Me to watch as. I observed as the forces of stimulation invaded her until the essence seeps from between her beautiful brown chocolate thighs onto my face. Scorpio removed her glistening fingers from her divinity, signed her name across my lips, and then erased it with her tongue.
Scorpio
placed her hands, lips, and tongue on me, penetrating beneath my skin, kissing and licking my every nerve ending until my libido extended in the air like a statue erected in her honor.
We got to get off of this for a second.
Atlanta, what's up? Because we can't. Happy birthday, Mr. Coleman, but. This is like listening to them Zane books. No. This is a woman's station, but Lord. We ain't trying to get nobody no orgasm while driving. So, Atlanta, how you doing?
Yeah,
this is Devon and Marshall, and again, Mark couldn't be here today, so I'm with Miss Karima.
Tell her y'all don't
be here playing today, but I'm letting her DJ because Mr. Coleman's play.
Yeah, man, that's what's going on. I'm trying to tell you, he's out there. That's all I'm gonna say about it. He got some nice stuff.
He do. He got some nice smooth,
grown,
you know,
folk stuff. After dark, when the lights are out.
R. Kelly stuff.
That was,
I was a little taken back by that. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. Like, that's something you need a heads up for. Like, viewer discretion is advised. Like, that advisory stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
It was lit though. But.
And we gotta be very careful what we play around here. But as a little sample of the next level, y'all. That's the other part of the Gemini.
A little sample.
That's what he.
A little sample.
A little sample.
That was a lot of sample.
Yeah, he bathing them and scorpioning them and he's something else. He got, that's what he does. And so that's just a sample of what's coming. To the couple of venues we have out here in Stone Mountain.
Oh, that's
so,
coming to the
yes,
venues.
Yes, man, that's coming to the
that's
venues. This is
the
ladies'
venues.
Station. It's going to be a lady night. So, you know, it's coming. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe I ain't working on the right kind of music because my stuff don't sound like that.
It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. I've heard some of the stuff they play. It's I tell you one, it's tasteful. It's not raunchy. Very selective.
That was very,
very selective.
It was very
seductive.
Mature, right?
Yeah.
Seductive and mature and classy.
Mature.
It just was a lot to hear.
Yeah,
at 6 o'clock in the daytime.
Yeah, well, some of them ain't got jobs. Those that might be listening, they still laying around with a blunt in their ear. I ain't playing. It's just horrible. Horrible. So, how was traffic on the way over?
It was a mess.
It was a mess coming down Memorial Drive.
It was a mess.
I don't know what's going on out here.
It was 85.
Phew.
85. It wasn't too. It was bad, but it wasn't like the usual bad, you know? But, yeah, I got stuck in traffic on 85 or 285, and I just was like, oh, man.
taking all your unfulfilled.
Well, that's what happens. You leave me in front of them like I done told y'all already. Don't put this cream in no place near the thing. I can get away with it. I had a senior moment. They're like, Mark, why you let her get the mic? They took our license. That's the end of that.
Just had a lot.
It's good.
Because usually the time I leave, I'm able to get here at least 5-10 minutes in advance, you know, get my stuff going. But today I left same time and I just couldn't do it. Traffic just wasn't trying to move on 85. So anybody taking 85 to 85, just be careful. You know, just watch out. Make sure you use your signals. Please people signals.
Don't care. These folks are crazy.
And it's sad because I think that's what causes the most accidents. Like, we have them for a reason.
I almost said something on the air that was going to get me fired. I can tell you what causes the accidents. They got them little slanty eyes.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm weak.
Ding, 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 ding. And mad and keep blowing at him. You're on the wrong side of the road, lady. And I'm like, are you serious? I still don't understand how they give people driver's license here. I don't know. It's amazing that you have so many people from all over parts of the world that's driving. The only people come from that other continent where you get the food from. Everybody like to get the rice. I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. But we are celebrating the next level, you guys. I want you guys to call in. Those of you all on Facebook, playing all this little music that we could possibly play. That I felt kind of sanctioned. It's my call, so I am who I am. So there's nothing I could do. You only can fire me one time. I'm the boss. Forgot about that one. It makes sense. So what else is going on in the world of your generation? Who's? I know y'all talk about the different artists and stuff that's tearing up the charts. What's happening with them? What do you got?
Not too much difference from, you know, the last time we talked. Pretty much the same people, same charts. Still, we want to encourage and tell people, you know, just be proactive, be productive, you know, keep working on your craft. Just stay on it, just stay on point, and, you know, just keep being original, just keep doing your thing. As far as artists taking over right now, you know, pretty much you still got the same, Drake, Migos, you know, same old, so we just...
Okay.
That's pretty much what's going on right now. Ain't too much change. So
they said this young lady, Ariana, is back on the road.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah, and yes. They said their security is no joke for the Paris show.
Right.
All
right. She did a love concert to pay tribute to what happened at her previous Manchester show. And a bunch of other artists and celebrities came out to support, and all funds and proceeds went to the families of the victims and those who were affected, whether it was to take care of funeral costs or medical bills. And I think that was nice. A bunch of different celebrities from around the world came out to that one show to help and support and perform. So that was really nice. It just sucks that was the cause for them to come together like that. But it's good seeing them come together.
You know, artists really shape our world and how we think and how we function, our functionalities and all. But again, it's very heartfelt that they went through this part and just kind of, you know, it's a balance of life.
Right.
They also mentioned that J-Lo, no turbulence with the A-Rod. On the extortion claim. So Bill Cosby's trial, why still no show in court? They talking about his deal.
I didn't know that was still going on.
Yeah, we're in the thick of things right now. We are in the thick of things, and it's unfortunate that the sister that's testified is from Atlanta.
Right, and the fact that things is coming to light so many years later. You know, the fact that everybody stepped forward years later just was kind of like, wow. You know what I mean? Because he's an older...
He's 80.
He's an older man, right. He's,
he's
I 80. Thought so. He was in his late 70s or early
80 80s. Years old.
And they're trying him now, and it's just like, now of all times. I mean...
That's a vendetta.
Like they always said, right. Like
that's somebody...
Said,
that is an absolute vendetta against this man.
Right, and what's done in the dark is going to come to light, but it's just the fact that it was waited for so long. You know what I mean? You wait till he's ready to retire and just chill and lay back and take a break from the acting world and doing all this where he's just chilling to bring up stuff like this that, you know, could have been brought up years ago. But then you never know because some people don't like to talk about, you know, tragic events or what goes on and maybe they got paid off. You know, you never know. It's just real unfortunate that this is happening now on both parts. Like, I feel bad for the victims. May they be telling the truth or maybe... unjust claims or whatever the case may be, and I feel bad for Cosby that this is happening to him now.
All I can say is after all these years, you know, what bothers me even the most, which is tremendous, is that you know, no matter what, Bill Cosby and his wife have been together for a lot of years, and Keisha Pullman
Keisha Knight Pullman.
On Monday was there, and then Sheila Fraser on Wednesday, but she wasn't there. They said that this is coming from TMZ. The facts is that on a sexual assault cases, the attorneys typically want the spouse of the accused to publicly show support. Their reports Camille will eventually be in court, but first impressions matter, especially to juries.
Right.
So when they tried to reach out to Mr. Cosby's reps to see if there was a reason for her absence, but there was no word back. The accuser, Adrian Constant, takes a stand on the sexual assault trial. Now, she looks like Mick Jagger. That looks like a man. Look at that. That looks like, wait a minute, how I'm getting on Facebook like that. She looks like a man. She got a square head and a square chin and look like an Adam's apple. Like an Adam's apple. Mm-mm. Trying to tell you. I can't even understand it.
Right. She's saying that Bill Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her back in 2004. And he'd given
how
her
old was he in 2004?
Three blue pills. I don't how well
he's
80 now,
now.
So in 2004 he had to be. Let's see, 20 years ago was 97. So he was about 60 then. So he had to be like 60.
Many may never know a private invitation.
He was
the next level.
67.
That's where
66, 67. But
he cannot be. They got him made out to be some old freakazoid. I mean, what is this man? What is they? This getting on my nerves. Somebody needs to say something. This is ridiculous. Other people have been accused, and I'm not saying any names, of some very more tremendous stuff, and that's not being said. And they, you know, that makes no sense to me. I really don't get it. And one of the things I read also was that they are saying that none of the celebrities are coming to his rescue. No one's speaking about different stuff. But we're going to sit back for a minute and play this next little track, and we'll be right back, y'all.
Let's go to a place where we can get mellow. Chill out, lay back, groove to the moment soundtrack, and get mellow. Our minds and souls surrender to the euphoric splendor that our unified vibes administer. Caught up in the universal love flow, I reach out into the planets within the galaxy and bring back a chalice filled with intergalactic libation. Exotic grapes from the vineyards of Venus, Saturn's most succulent fruits, liquescence that only the goddesses are privy to. Each has a flavor that is deliciously simply, delectably indescribable. But when you combine the two, it's a recipe designed specifically to get you cosmically elated. Let another sip go past those lips. Enjoy the sweetness of the galaxy. Let me take you into the second verse. Just chill, relax, and get mellow. Eyes to eyes, glances trapped within mutual admiration. No doubt we are each other's fixation. From the tip of your strands of hair to those lovely toes. Lord knows I could just dine exclusively on thoughts of you, past, present, and future. I know each moment will be filled with another reason to look forward to the moment that will follow, or linger within the moment that just preceded it, or just stop time right here. Make this moment our eternal forever. We'll give permission to the birds to sing and the flowers to bloom. I'll pause time right at sunset. We can chill as the pastels of oranges, reds, and yellows blend seamlessly into each other. Their subtle brilliance, reminiscent of the color of your aura. I would say, go ahead, baby, show the skies what color really is, but we'll save that for another poem. Another moment of inspiration that is sure to manifest itself the moment I look into those chocolate brown, round, lovely eyes. For now, let the colors of sunset fall. All right,
y'all, welcome back. Y'all listening to the music tribute to the Next Level. I'm sitting here with Divine on his show. But his brother's birthday came up, so I got to make sure I let folks know how much we appreciate him and everything. But I want to do a couple of things that's a little bit different on this, and I appreciate you letting me do this. But we are in a partnership now with the City of Stone Mountain Small Business Association. So I was able to meet with them, and they have about 40 businesses in the village. And I met some very, very nice people at our presentation on Monday at the facility we were at. It was at the courthouse, or where they, you know, when they do the court thing. There was a lady, her name is Mrs. Hartsville, 70-year-old, and she has a place called the Miniature Chair Museum. These are all miniature chairs. It's a museum that you go in, it's different chairs that make chairs and bottles, chairs with lamps on it, just chairs and more chairs, just a bunch of chairs, a very distinctive chairs. So she was a very nice lady that I met, and I was very blessed to meet her. She's in one of the most historical buildings. She showed me a picture, Divine, when the road was dirt. A dirt road. Main Street was a dirt road back in the horse and buggy days, back in 1800s. So the city's been sitting there, I think, from the early 1800s, where people settled at. And the buildings are the same buildings that are... that have been there for some time now. So
this is kind of interesting. It's a chair museum. Chairs with a different purpose, not for sitting.
It was very nice. Been able to meet another gentleman. There is a mansion on Main Street. The gentleman that is the proprietor, it is one of the old mansions back from the 1800s, and it's an event center. It is gorgeous. You guys can go to our website, www.AtlantaMixRadio, and check it out. Then I was able to meet a very astounding woman, which was from, she has been on the show Atlanta Eats. You've seen that on Sunday, Atlanta Eats? I know you do, because you love food. No.
I don't love food that much.
Okay. But she was out of a 700 restaurants of chefs throughout Georgia. They placed a dish on display, and she was number 10, the top 10. So she is the chef for her own restaurant, Sweet Potato Cafe, and today is Wine Down Wednesdays. So y'all might want to check them out. They got wine. That's going to be a venue that you young people can be at, that I'm going to not say too much when you're out there. So they're located at 5377 Maynard Drive. And of course, we also have a list of the village's businesses. They got a food and beverage called Cafe Jaya, Cool Breeze Smoothie and Juice Bar, Savannah Shore Seafood Market, Sweet Potato Cafe, the Village Corner. So then they have gifts and goods. They got the Centertown Galleries, Malin Boutique Hats and Dreams Museum Boutique, and Miss Sassy Joan Monroe, who's the artist. I met her, a nice lady. These are some of the gifts and goods. And then the services that's there, of course, there's Love and Care Chiropractor, our main sponsor, Dr. Ebony Hornbucker, Preston, Let Her Love Your Spine. Then we got the virtual office, which is the building that we're located at, which is 925 Main Street. Your marketer, Willow Lake Apartments, Wages and Son Funeral Home. People got to go there one day. Vim Rise Financial Services, a Typographical Solutions LLC, the Back Shack. That's a Sunstar Body Care Massage. They got the Tax Refuge and Associates, Studio 5321 Hair Studio, the Stone Mountain Manor. That's what I was talking about. That is really, 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 really nice. Oh, my God, baby is on. Hello, Dominique. Dominique Bradley, that is my heart. All right. So also we have this new store. It's Aztec Cycles. It's a cycle thing where y'all get on them bikes and do all that. And then we got Elite Web Professionals LLC, the Farmers Insurance, Headliners Barber and Beauty Salon, the Health Nut. That's where I get all my medicine from. We also have Loca Mama's Salon, New South Associates, Rags on Main. I'm not sure what that is. You have the Studio 5321. That's a hair studio. Now, these are the people that are part of the village as well as the membership. So if you guys want to support them, you can go on their page at www.smvba.org. And then we got some activities. We got the Art Station, which is a nice venue that we're going to be at, and the Collectibles and Antique Chair Museum, which we just talked about, and then Thirsty Mona Lisa Sip and Paint Lounge. Now, I'm not sure what that is, but I hope it's liquor.
It sounds like it would be.
Yeah, man.
Sip and paint.
Sip and paint.
Sounds like, well, maybe not nothing too heavy, but, you know, like some wine or some like light liquor or something.
Yeah, man. Because
you don't want to get too buzz painting, because then it's going to come out completely different than what you think you're painting.
You know, I don't know, that sounds interesting.
That does sound interesting.
I would have to go by there. I need to go there right after Ramadan. Give me a glass of wine. Oh, and to my sisters and brothers that are fasting, hold on. It's coming. It is coming. It's coming soon. So what else we got going on? Let me see. Oh, let me tell you else what happened. A lady unfortunately got raped. Oh, Dominique said it's wine or champagne. Okay, she knows, because this is a diva right here. This child, ever since she was 8, has always been a little lady, my goddaughter. And she's just worldly like that. She travels all over. She's in Canada right now. I had to find out through a chain email. You know how they have a text and all the names are on the text?
Like a group chat?
Oh, that's what is it? A group what?
A group chat?
Yeah, and I guess I'm in it. Next thing I know, I'm upset because I don't know what's going on. All I see is someone say Canada punted something, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know. I'm like, you know, this is mean. She was like, I know who this is. So I guess she just put it out there to everybody she loved. I'm about to hit the air. She quick to get on a plane. She looked like a little Dominican Republican type little kid, right? And she showed me her passport, y'all. She looked like we won't have to fight to get her back across the border if she loses it. That's what I'm going to say about that. But anyway, so we had a bad thing that happened in my apartment complex. A young lady got raped.
Oh, wow.
And it did not hit the air or the radio or television. And so my heart goes out to her. But I went on and Marvin D., down there at 1430, our intern, I told him about it, and he took me to a place called Shots Fired, which is at 8175 Washington Street in Covington. And Shots Fired is a place where ladies, they teach us how to shoot. And I'm getting me a 3 millimeter snug and no kind of hammer on it, and I'm gonna hit that trigger. And I'm just going to let it go. Pop, 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 pop. Just the revolver. But they said it, and they gave me the bullets with the big hollow little thing in there. So they wanted to explode the people's chest. And they really talked to us. And they're training women. These are ex-state troopers. Some of them are special retired agents from very different backgrounds in the law enforcement. And I met this gentleman, and he trained his wife on how to carry a weapon and fire it without the kick, you know, knocking us off. Because
right.
We don't have the control that men have firing a gun, you know. So we have to be careful just, you know, blatantly just starting to shoot at somebody. We need to know what we're doing. So we're definitely going to be participating with Shots Fired at some events down at 1430, most definitely. So, ladies, this is a place for us to go. Shots Fired. We're going to have some kind of something. We might just take a bunch of cars with our guns, and they got a layaway plan if we need to get the guns on layaway. It's a 90-day layaway. So everything down there ran about $300 or more, and I'm definitely going to be setting somebody on fire because they come at me. I'm already armed with the little other little handles, you know. They call it a pigtail, a stubby knife, and a mace. Make sure you guys get mace. It's getting, you know, there's been a lot of rapes and stuff going on, Divine. And I'm not talking about no bad neighborhoods. We're talking about out in Jones Creek, where ladies were jogging with out pushing a baby's carriage, not jogging. You know, you have to pushing a carriage.
Yeah.
They was out and. Dude, I mean, broad daylight. This is not nighttime. This is not.
I heard about one in Atlanta. I'm guessing this is the one you're talking about, the one jogging, because I did hear one happened in the daytime, and that's just horrible.
How can this happened in broad daylight too? This happened in broad daylight. I had just came back from the farmer's market shopping for my lamb. Well, we're going to take a break for a minute. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. We was hoping that Next Level called in, but we're going to pay a couple bills. But I want you all to be cognizant of the fact that we will be working with Stone Mountain Village. And so you'll see a lot of activity going on. Please go to our new vamped website, AtlantaMixRadio.com or www.wamr-db.com. And remember, this is the woman's station, a new look and feel of AM radio.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else. W.
show. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, health, politics, and entertainment. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio.
WAD.